What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we are so excited to be on today. Today is the 22nd of August, 2017, and it is a day after the total solar eclipse that went through the United States. That was amazing, and I want to talk about that a little bit today. Today, we're going to talk about what Peace Brain is, and we're going to tell some stories of how to calm the chaos. That's going to be interesting today. There's a lot of chaos going around, and I think we all need some tools and to really talk about how we can shine our beautiful light and be in the calm even if there is chaos around. So I do not have a guest today. We're just going to be talking, you and me, about different stories and about the eclipse and how we can make it a better world. So let's launch into the Peace Brain Show. And as always, I open with a quote, and then, of course, I end with a meditation. So please stay tuned to the end for our amazing Peace Brain meditation. So first of all, let's open with a quote. And this quote is from Baha'u'llah, who is the founder of the Baha'i Faith. And this is from his Hidden Words. It starts off and it says, "O my friend, thou art the day star of the heavens of my holiness. Let not the defilement of the world eclipse thy splendor. Rend asunder the veil of heedlessness, that from behind the clouds thou mayest emerge resplendent and array all things with the apparel of life." So to me, I chose this quote because it has the word eclipse in there, and it really is about how do we not eclipse our beauty, our splendor, our divine self. What he's saying here in these Hidden Words is that we need to not let the world defile us, not let all of the chaos, if you will, come and change who we are, because we are this amazing, resplendent light. And we can talk, we can become the apparel of life. We can become that beautiful garment of peace and happiness and light that walks in the world. So this is what I encourage you to be. This is what Peace Brain is really all about. Peace Brain is how to not only connect your head and your heart, because of course our mental, the power of our mental thoughts, our brain, has this beautiful electrical field around it and comes with the beautiful way of looking at the world and solving problems and becoming astute and intelligent. But the heart is what really then monitors the brain and brings us into our wholeness, because the heart is where the magnetics are, the emotions reside. And that is that beautiful magnetic field that draws things to us, that brings that peace back to us when we send it out into the world. Of course, the law of attraction, like attracts like. What you send out, you will get back. So it's really about connecting your head and your heart and being in that peace brain, being in that beautiful holy of holies within your heart, and having that wisdom from your heart work with in synergy with the brain or the higher mind and bring together your full capabilities of the beautiful person that you are, the beautiful spirit that you are. So take a breath and just let's look at that quote for another moment. it says about the defilement of the world. So let's talk about that for a minute. There's so much chaos going on, and I'm not going to get into any particular politics or world plans here, but we know that there's a lot of fear going on in the world. There's a lot of injustice going on in the world. And those two things are very powerful in the sense of not allowing us to, well, I shouldn't say not allowing us. That energy of fear and of injustice is really what holds many people back, holds people back from realizing that one person can make a difference, that just being all that you can be in this present moment is so very important, even if you feel your sphere of influence is only within your own family or perhaps your coworkers, those that you work with in your job or in the volunteer service work that you may do, that you have a sphere of influence, and everyone that you meet can be influenced by you and your energy and who you are and your attitude. So let's talk about that for a minute, because it really is all about finding the peace inside makes creating a new world, a peaceful world, possible. And I like to talk about what would society look like if we had a peaceful world. But let's table that for just a minute and maybe for another show, although we might get into that today as well. Let's start with, if there's chaos going on in the world, there's a lot of advertisements, obviously, or reporting of chaos that is happening, from everything from burglary to murder to other kinds of violence to injustice, to fear of war and fear of loss of power. And many times people can sit back and say, okay, my world is terrible. I'm not in control of anything. And so I feel like I'm helpless and I feel fearful of what might happen to me and my family, or what might happen because of, quote, the other that's coming to get me. So stop and take a breath from what I just said for a moment and realize that you are here listening to this call, listening to this radio show, and most likely you are in a very safe place. You could be driving in your car, which, of course, you're in charge of your car. You can keep it safe. You could be listening in your living room or your bedroom or at your workplace. But wherever you are, you are most likely in a very safe place. And so take a breath and feel that safety. Feel that you are actually okay, that you can choose to listen to a radio program, that you have some order in your life, and you do have control over your actions and what you are choosing to do. So control is really about choice. When we feel we have choice, then we feel we are in control. It's when those choices are taken away that we feel we've lost control. So know that this world that we are creating, this peaceful world, peace brain society, if you will, that it really is one all about choice. And that can happen each moment, because truly, of course, all of our lives is really happening right this moment, right in the present moment. And I know you know this. So whatever you choose right this moment is what you're creating. It's what is happening in your life. So again, take a breath and go, okay, what do I choose? What do I want to be right this minute? Well, I can be anxious, I can be fearful, or I can choose to go, okay, let me take a breath, which is one of my three steps of peace. The stop is the first step. Stop and really reflect, what is going on? Reflect is the second step. but just stop and take a breath and pause and realize that you have a choice. You have this choice we're talking about. And with that choice, you can become neutral. You can enter your heart and really just notice what's going on. And so back to the fear and the calm, chaos in society. If you're watching the news, then of course what's going on is you're hearing whatever the media has to say to you, has to show you in visuals and videos. So realize that that is not you. That's not you. That's something you're being shown. That's like a movie in front of you that you're watching. So the second step to peace, three steps to peace, the second step is reflect and really look at what's working, what's not, and find the truth to the solution, to the situation. And so many times when we get in this chaos or we're watching something that gives us anxiety or fear, it is really about stepping back and stopping, saying, okay, let me get neutral here and notice what's happening, but then reflecting what's really going on, what's working. Well, if the news is giving you chaos, then obviously that's not working. But what's really going on is there's a fear inside that matches the fear that you're being shown. And it's the fear inside that you have control over. It's the fear inside of perhaps when you were a little girl or boy that someone said, no, you can't do that, or took something away or took your choice away. Or a bully came up and bullied you and said something bad and you had no control over stopping that bully. So you only have control over your feelings and your emotions. And it is appropriate to feel angry or hurt when someone does something, quote, to you. That is appropriate. That means anger and hurt means something's out of balance, that there's an injustice. So I'm not saying don't be angry, and I'm not saying don't be hurt. I'm saying that stop for a moment and take assessment of, okay, why am I angry and why am I hurt? I'm hurt because the bully said a terrible thing to me, and it made me feel terrible about myself. But realize that if that's the case, there's probably a little bit of the truth. I don't want to go there. There's probably a little bit of what was said to you in the past still within your energy field that's not a truth, but that is an energy stuck within your field, your awareness, or even your subconscious that matches what the bully said. And so if someone said to me, you know, Gail, you're not good enough, you did that thing really terribly, well, if I've got the energy of not good enough within inside of me, then I need to take a breath and realize, all right, that's an energy I can get rid of. I can dispel. I can decharge, you know, take the charge off of that memory of whatever happened to me that gave me that thought about myself, which of course is not true. I am good enough, and everyone is good enough. So when something happens to you, when the chaos comes actually knocking on your door, take it as an opportunity to look at, okay, what's really going on? What are the issues underneath? What are the fears that someone is really speaking from? And then how can I address it? What are the different solutions? And that's the third step, is to choose an action that returns to balance and purpose, that brings about that peaceful resolution, or at least brings a balance back into the situation. So the three steps to peace are stop, reflect, and choose. So take a breath for a minute, and when the chaos comes, because it's there, that's what our world is about, and that's what this quote is telling us, you know, that you're the day star of the heavens. We are this amazing, brilliant light of the holiness of the Creator, and to not let the defilement of the world eclipse our splendor. And we have this splendor. The eclipse was amazing yesterday. I'm going to switch topics for a moment because I don't know if where you were in the world. And many people from all over the world came to the United States to see the total eclipse. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and it did not get a total eclipse. It got probably 5%, something like that. If I'd gone about an hour north of Atlanta, I could have been in that 70-mile path, wide path of total eclipse, which looked really cool. But I chose to stay at our home, actually, in Atlanta, Georgia. And so we had amazing experience. I had, of course, glasses, and we were able to go out and look at the sun and see the moon come across. And see the moon come across that beautiful solar sphere, eating it into this wonderful dark crescent, or dark globe with just a crescent of light. And what happened was this really beautiful sort of light show, if you will, that happened on our driveway, on the concrete pavement, because we have a lot of trees. And all the leaves were filtering the sunlight through their leaves down to the ground. And instead of seeing just flashes of sunlight, just washes of sunlight on the driveway, we saw thousands of little crescents of light with the round, dark disk of the moon next to the crescent, creating that crescent. And there were thousands of these crescents, of these little arches of light that littered our driveway and lit up our driveway and moved and swayed with the leaves in the trees with the wind. And it was magical. It was beautiful. It was just amazing. It's on my Facebook page, and other people have posted on theirs the similar views as well. A friend of mine in Dallas did that as well. He had that happen on his sidewalk. And it's just, it was magical to have these little crescents of light. And the feeling from the eclipse was, it was like stepping into a new world of possibilities, one that had a cool light. And what I mean by cool light is that it wasn't only just really interesting and cool that way, but that it was actually temperature was cool, that the temperature cooled off. It got colder when the sun was eclipsed, but it was still light because we didn't have the totality where you actually go dark, you know, like you're in the night. So we had this light, but it was cool light. It's like being under a fire but not having the heat. And that was really interesting because it changed, the light changed the colors of the garden and the trees, and just the beautiful light that was filtering down had a whole different otherworldly sense to it. So that's what I was experiencing, and experiencing this wonderful renewal, this wonderful beginning, new beginning of possibilities with the new moon and new things to create, like this radio station being on Station 1 now, instead of formerly we were on Station 2, so yippee, congratulations. New beginnings with this eclipse. It is, and of course every new moon is like this as well, but the power of an eclipse, particularly a total eclipse, is very strong and feels like it has opened up a way for people to come together. Because when I was watching, and I'm sure you found this too, when you were on the internet or watching on TV, the eclipse and where everyone was and what they were doing, people from all over the world came together. And it brings about a sense of unity. It brings about this beauty of how we can all be together and we can experience a celestial event that we have something in common. And the wonder and the emotional high that comes from watching these celestial events. It's just palpable. It's something that when we bring our spirits together, when we gather actually in person, the diversity of the human race comes together in these types of gatherings, it points out how much how similar we are. We may have different ethnicities, different looks, different clothing, different food, different languages, but we really are all humanity. It is one. We are all citizens of this planet, of the one world that is this planet, Earth. And we are one species when you look at it from a biological point of view as well. And I am a biologist, so I look at it as, yes, we're all Homo sapiens. So getting together with not only our fellow brothers and sisters of humanity, but also getting together with the sky, with the earth, with nature, with the elementals, with this greater picture of the world. And not only just the world, but of course the solar system and the whole universe that we live in was what the event was yesterday. And that was amazing because this ties us together. It's ties that bind us together to that celestial part of ourselves, that spiritual part of ourselves that knows we are greater than our physical body. So again, take a breath for a moment and really feel that you are greater than your physical body. I pause because this is so important to realize that you are spirit, that you have a choice of how you feel. You have a choice of your attitude being one of gratitude, being one of, wow, this life on earth can be fantastic. So let's talk about how to find the blessings, if you will, in the chaos. I had recently an amazing thing happen to us, and it's not fun. This is actually a tragedy turned into triumph. We have, we breed Kotandatuli, our dogs, and these are dogs from Madagascar. And we have been doing this for over 30 years. It's a beautiful line of dogs. They're fluffy white dogs. They're kind of like a Bichon Frise with straight hair or a big Maltese. So that'll give you kind of the picture of what they look like. And we have a stud dog called Orion, like the constellation in the sky. And we have a female dog, our bitch, is Artemis, which is after the goddess of the hunt and childbirth and fertility and that type of thing. She's really wonderful. So Artemis and Orion are lovers. They are our stud pair that just had a litter of puppies, actually, on May 6th of this year. And so we sold all the puppies except for two. We wanted to keep one, but this one male hasn't found a great home yet. And so we still have him with his sister that we were planning on keeping. So the two puppies are here. So this is what's happened is about a month ago, Orion had a seizure. And it was so sudden and so unexpected because we've never had a dog with a seizure before. And we've never had any of that in our genetic lines. And of course we rushed him off to the emergency room and they did tests and they found out, yeah, his blood work is normal. He looks fine. He's only 4.5 years old. He's at that age where if dogs have seizures, we just don't really know what would cause it. So he'll probably have another one in like 6 months to a year, and this may be something you'll just have to live with. And if it gets really close together, then he has to go on medication and you reevaluate it from there. So we went home. I thought, okay, this is odd, but this is whatever. So the next day, he had another seizure. They were like, oh my goodness, oh dear, what do we do now? So I texted my vet. We have a wonderful holistic vet, veterinarian, Dr. Kimberly Parker Royer, and she's in North Georgia. And we texted her and said, okay, this is what's going on. Can I come in to see you? And so, of course, got an appointment with Orion, brought him in, and she did some beautiful tests. She has these energetic tests, or they look at the saliva and the hair of the animal and can determine what's going on with the health of the animal. And she determined that we had mold, that it's mold is what was causing his seizures, and specifically named actually a kind of mold. And so she said, you've got to get your house tested. It must have mold in it. So I went, oh my goodness, okay. So we called a mold remediation company, and they came out, and sure enough, they found mold in our crawl space in where our HVAC units are, and high moisture content. The joists of the floor had mold on them and were wet. And they said, you know, it looks like you might have a leak down here, a plumbing leak. And so we got the plumber out the next day, and sure enough, we had a leak that was probably going on for months from a bathroom, a tub, an old pipe that was in the crawl space that needed to be replaced. So this went on and on, where the plumbing leak had caused the high humidity, had caused the moisture and the mold growth, and the mold growth had spread through the air ducts and gotten into our house and gotten on actually some doors and into the house a little bit, and of course gotten into all the air handling units. And so we were breathing mold, and we were having, and of course animals are low to the ground, and babies are too, so they're affected the most. So this is what was causing the seizures. So long and short, we had to call out our HVAC company to see what they could do, because the mold company said you need to do, you know, XYZ and all these different things, and gee, it'll only cost over $20,000. And we went, whoa, okay. So let's see what we can do that is along those lines, but with our other companies that we already work with, our HVAC company, and with obviously the plumber. And then I found these miracles happen. You know, this is the synchronicities that I would encourage everyone to listen, to look for in life. Because I had scheduled a bioscan that same Monday. We were like trying to figure all this out. And I went into this lady who does these bioscans of your body to see if you're in balance and see what might be off. And sure enough, mold comes up in my bioscan. And I talked to her about what's going on with our dog. And she says, oh, I have this friend, this colleague who has a mold remediation company. And she does ozone. She uses ozone to cure mold. And I thought, that is so much better than chemicals that this first company said they would spray our house with and put in through the air ducts and all of that kind of thing. Because ozone, of course, is O3. It's oxygen, but with an extra oxygen molecule. And it kills everything living. So obviously you can't be in the house when it's treated. But it will kill all the bacteria, all the viruses, all the mold, all the cockroaches, all the fleas, all the anything else in there that you leave in the house. So we contacted this lady who had this company and talked to her about it. She was a lot less expensive, but still several thousand dollars. And we scheduled that, but of course she couldn't come out for another, it was about almost 2 weeks because she was booked up. So here I am, we have a sick dog, and he's had multiple seizures. But the beautiful synchronicity of being able to go to this appointment, find a company that will do it, if I will say, holistically or clean, you know, environmentally clean for our animals and ourselves with the ozone to treat the mold. And so I end up going to a friend's house. And this, again, is another synchronicity, another miracle. There's another breeder of Coton de Tulliar dogs here in Atlanta who had just bought one of our puppies to be her stud dog. And so she has several females and a German Shepherd. And she has a big house. And I said to her, you know, do you mind me coming with our breeding pair of dogs and being able to hang out in your house for 11 days until we can get this mold cleared up? Because here Orion is having seizures still. And we need to get him out of this house. And she said, sure, come play with us. Come add your dogs to my dogs. And we'll have a dog fest. We'll have a big gathering. And you can stay in our guest room. So I did. And my husband stayed here with our puppies, which we were in a back room with an air purifier on and close to the outside and not really in an area where there was mold. But so he'd take care of the puppies until we, of course, had to have the ozone treatment in the house for 3 days. So for 2 days, for 48 hours, they fill your house up with ozone. They seal it off. And, of course, everything needs to leave that's alive and flood the house with ozone. And on the third day, they come and open up all the windows and doors, turn off the machines, air it out, and within 30 minutes, you can walk back in the house. It's safe. Huh. And then, of course, you have to get your ducts cleaned. So from one thing to the next, I went to live at this lady's house. And here we are in this wonderful suite. And Orion likes the cool tile floor of the bathroom. And Artemis loves the bed. So they were hanging out there. And I really needed to watch because he did have several seizures actually there and had to go back to the emergency room and actually put him on some medication, anti-seizure medication. We also chose to get an MRI done and a spinal tap just to make sure there was no brain tumor or there was no inflammation, bacterial infection of the spinal fluid and happening in the body. And that was extremely costly, but worth it in the end to make sure that he was okay that way or didn't need something else. That just confirmed, actually, that the mold is the cause. And ever since he's been on medication, he's been fine. The house is clean now. We came back, had the air ducts cleaned, came back into the house, and are able to not have that moldy smell that was there, that was starting to permeate into the house. And so he's okay, but he is on medication. And this has been an interesting time because hopefully in the future we'll be able to wean him off of the medication and get him back to his old self. But then, of course, if it rains, it pours, right? We're talking about chaos and calming the chaos. So let me just say that, first of all, throughout this episode of all this mold remediation and the dog having seizures, I could have been a wreck. I could have been a wreck. I could have chosen to really be all upset and be crazy and you know, not dealing with it. But I didn't. I chose to be calm. I chose to go, okay, this has to be dealt with. And look what the Creator's giving me. Look what God has sent me, this wonderful lady who does ozone instead of chemicals in our house. And look, our HVAC company can do a lot of what the original company was going to charge us for. And they can do it for a lot less money and just as good. And so these gifts were coming my way because I chose to be calm. I chose to ground myself. I chose to not only have a grounding cord to the center of the earth and let all the chaos flow down the grounding cord into the earth to be recycled, but I chose to be in my sacred heart. And I chose to say, all right, where are the blessings in this? Well, truly, the blessing, as we can see, is our dog got sick to save our house and our health as well. So take a breath and think about that. What a brave dog. What a spiritual contract that Orion has with us to tell us, hey, there's something wrong. You have a leak in your crawl space. You have a plumbing leak that needs to be fixed, and you didn't know about it. And here you are getting all the ramifications from it. And we need to solve all of that, too. So I will get ill to allow you to see all of this. So that was the physical gifts that he's given us. But the spiritual gifts he's given us is even beyond that. Because he is our stud dog of our breeding business. but he's done. It's interesting because I talked with an animal communicator, a friend of mine in South Africa, and we did a Skype call, and she was saying that Orion may be choosing to leave. Now, that's an interesting thing to hear, but he said that the stars are calling him. And he is, of course, Orion from the constellation in the sky. That's what he was named after, because Artemis and Orion is a Greek tale, and we named them together because of that. And interestingly enough, as I said at the beginning, this his son, this boy pup, we hadn't found a great home for. And it feels like Orion may choose to leave, and the boy pup is to stay with us to be our new stud male, our new breeding male. Obviously not to his sister, not to his mother, but breeding out to other females that are out there to later on. Because we were considering, as I've said, we've been breeding these dogs for over 30 years, actually close to 40 years, and we're kind of done with breeding. We're kind of done with having those litters. It is a lot of work to raise a litter of puppies. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work and a lot of expense and a lot of emotional dedication. So we were about ready to stop. And here Orion comes along with these other spiritual blessings of, all right, this little black and white male, Raphael, is available still to keep, to carry on the line, if you will, and be the stud dog. And perhaps we'll keep his sister if we do want to breed later on, actually have a female with litters. But in some ways it feels like we won't. We won't breed her. And we may actually find a home for her. So those are still questions that are up in the air. But those gifts of, all right, look at your life, my life we're talking about, and my husband's life. Where do we want to go forward? Again, this is getting back to the eclipse. It's where do each of us want to move our life forward? So take a breath and think about that. Where do you want to go forward with your life? And what I mean by that is, what came out in the animal communication is, Orion was telling us, where is your joy? Find your happiness. Find what makes your heart sing. And go do it. And we already do that, but there is a sense of, there needs to be new things. There's new projects that both my husband and I are working on, new books I'm writing, working with zoos to become places of peace, zoo and aquariums and nature parks to become these places of peace. And these are new ventures that I really need to step forward into. So I'm pledging that out to everyone listening. This is what I'm going forward with. And this is what the gifts that Orion has brought us is, find the joy and happiness in these new ventures, in these new ways of being. So take a breath and think about where you want to be. What is a new venture that you maybe have had on the back burner, or that you have thought, gee, you know, I want to add to my job and this new skill and go work in a new department? Or there may be something creative that you've been working on that you'd like to bring forth and manifest. It is time. It is time with this eclipse to not eclipse your splendor. To really allow it to shine forth and be the day star. To be your guiding star. You have gifts. Clearing my throat here. You have gifts to bring to the world. And this is the beauty of these tragedies, I'll call it a tragedy, but these tribulations, these trials that we each get every day, or maybe not every day, thank goodness, but certainly we have them in our lives, like Orion getting sick and having this mold problem with our house. But what is the underlying message here? The underlying beauty and splendor that comes from it. The beauty and splendor is, what is the new routine that I'm choosing to have? And the new gifts that I'm bringing forth, I'm stopping being moldy, if you will. I need to get rid of my own mold and my own complacency and move forward with clearness and clarity and cleanliness into these new avenues of joy and happiness and peace. And so do you. So give that to yourself. Know that these, when these things come to you, these events that seem like tragedies, take a breath and go into the calm space within your heart. Go into the, okay, I have to deal with it. You know, XYZ, I need to call this company. I need to call in this cleanup crew, if you will, and handle the problem, yes. But also look at the blessings. Look at the opportunities that come from it. And look at the spiritual growth that you can actually find within yourself. So we are still working on the Orion issue, if you will. Ironically, Artemis came into Estrus, came into heat, right as we were leaving our friend's house and coming back home to our clean house. So now they're in separate rooms to keep them apart so we do not breed them, because she just had a litter and we would never breed back-to-back litters. We would always give her some time off in between litters. And this has only been her second litter, but I think she's done. We normally only breed our dogs twice, our females. And so I think it's probably time for her to be spayed and have a life of just having fun and being a normal dog without having a litter of puppies. But of course she has to get through this heat before we can do that. So right now they're very amorous toward each other. They're sometimes howling like, please, please, put us together. We would love to make another litter of puppies. But that's not going to happen. So thank goodness he's on his medication, because the hormones that are really high now, with her hormones high, his are obviously high too, that could have set off another seizure, but it hasn't. So thank goodness. This time, he's actually on these medications, and then in the future, in another few months, we can start to possibly wean him off of them, the medications, and bring him back to being just a normal dog that we probably will then neuter and just have be one of our pack, one of our loving companions, because that's what they are anyway. So know that changes are okay. In fact, of course, change is the only constant in the universe. Everything changes. And new routines and new ways of being are actually exciting and fun. So feel that excitement of developing a new routine or a new way of being for yourself. We'll do a peace brain meditation in a few minutes and actually go into this and probably practice what we're doing right now. But just allow yourself to think, all right, a new routine, a new change, this eclipse, what did it bring for you? What new opportunities are in the works for you in August of 2017 or whenever you're listening to this? It could be later on, it could be next year. But think about that. Don't eclipse your splendor. Bring yourself into the world of possibilities and know that when chaos happens, you can stay calm. You can just let it ride past and deal with the issues. Have your choices, because you are in control. You have choice. And choices will be given to you. Just as we had a choice of mold companies, for example, mold remediation companies. There are choices out there. Get those second opinions. Go for the choice. You are always in control of your own life. It may not look like it. It may not look like you're in control of your physical life. For example, when I was at my friend's house, I had to physically stay in the bedroom with Orion and watch him to make sure he didn't have another seizure. And of course, he did have another seizure, so I'm glad I was there watching him. But I almost felt like a prisoner in that room. I was kind of on vacation, if you will, but I also felt kind of like a prisoner because I was physically confined, if you will, to a bedroom suite. I mean, obviously, I could walk in the backyard, take the dogs out, I could go to the grocery store, but really, I needed to be there. So physically, I may have felt out of control and not in control, in other words, but it was my choice as well to be in that bedroom and to watch him and to be his caretaker at that time. And I had choice over my attitude of the way I looked at it. So I could have gone stir crazy, like, oh my God, there's nothing to do here. Or I could have just enjoyed it and said, okay, it's a time of reflection. It's a time of quiet. It's a time of peace. And that's what I chose. So again, choice brings back the calm, brings the opportunity to bring calm in the chaos. Choice can bring you actions that actually feel good, that feel like you are doing something positive. So again, take a breath. And I hope you made some resolutions maybe yesterday with the eclipse. If you didn't, I know it's kind of funny to make resolutions, but for example, just think about, is there something new that you want to bring into your life? And all right, set an intention. Set an intention today or whenever you're listening to this that this becomes an opportunity for you. It's interesting because with Orion, we have to give him his medication 3 times a day, but it's every 8 hours. So 8 hours on the dot. I've got my iPhone with the alarms at 7 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and 11 o'clock at night. So the alarm goes off, I have to give him this pill. So that means that my life is regimented around his. It's I have to be home at that time to be able to give him his pills. And that's an interesting new routine. It takes away some freedom from my part, but it also brings a systemization to my routine, to like, oh, okay, get up at 7, give him his pill, you know, give him breakfast, get into my office and do some work, and actually do the writing and do the creations of things that I want to create. Stop at 3, give him his pill, go off in the afternoon, do some fun things, do some errands, whatever. So there's an opportunity, again, with this. I could have said, oh, no, I'm confined, I have to stay home and do this nursing 3 times a day at specific hours. But wow, what an opportunity for me. What a blessing to be able to add this to my life and use it to make my life even better. All right, so enough of that story with Orion. Thank you for listening. Let's go into our Peace Brain meditation. And I know I've offered a lot of tidbits right now towards that. But you may just get quiet for a moment. Give yourself time to take a breath and ground yourself. Put an energetic connection between the base of your spine and the center of Mother Earth. I like to visualize a beam of light or a waterfall coming out of the base of my spine and going down to the center of the planet. And just allow all of the thoughts, your concerns, any past or future concerns to flow down that grounding cord into Mother Earth to be recycled into new energy and leave your space, in other words, not be present in your space so you can be in this present moment right now, right here. And I invite you to go within your sacred heart to really find that beautiful calm space, that holy of holies within your heart. And feel the love that you are, because because you are love. You are made of love. That is your essence, is love. And so feel the love within yourself and the love that you have for others and life and the world also exists here within your heart. And I invite you to now think of something that may have happened, I'll say, to you, such as this episode that we've had with Orion and the house and the mold, that may have come into your life recently or maybe not. Maybe it was in the past, or maybe it's something that you know of is coming up in the future. Just think about it. There may be some trepidation or some fear or anxiety around it. And I invite you to take that anxiety and fear and just let it flow down your grounding cord and to be recycled into Mother Earth, because you don't need that fear or anxiety. You can handle this obstacle, this situation. You are up for it. And know that there are many blessings within this situation. So take a breath and think about the situation and think about your spiritual lessons, the growth that you have received spiritually, the calm that you can find in that chaos. And feel it and notice it. Wow, that blessing is here. Yes, I've learned that lesson to be more focused in my work or to put in a daily routine, such as me with the giving him the pills every 8 hours allows me to be more focused and have a routine, be systematic. What is this allowing you to achieve? What gifts are actually showing up for you? And take a breath and feel the love of life. The love of life, being alive on this planet. You're here for a purpose. And you may or may not know that purpose, but do know that you have a purpose, you have gifts, you have talents. You are here to not only grow spiritually yourself, but to serve others spiritually as well, to influence others by your peace and your calm and your actions. You are a day star. You are resplendent. You have a light to shine. And know that your light can shine even through the chaos, and maybe even particularly during those times of chaos. When you shine your light, when you can find that calm, and really be in the zone of your love of who you are and the love of life, that you become this amazing model for others of how you handle situations, of how you model the calm within the fear and anxiety. You can do it. I know you can. And many, many blessings and synchronicities will flow from those situations. Look for the miracles. Look for the synchronicities. Look for the blessings. And be in that gratitude space. Be in that amazing, resplendent light that you are. So now take a breath and bring yourself back to your room or your chair or wherever you are. Open your eyes. Celebrate. Celebrate life. Celebrate the chaos in a way. Because the chaos gives us opportunities to practice the calm, to really know your power and how much control you do have over your life, how we each have control over our lives. So thank you for tuning in to the Peace Brain Show today. I really appreciate it. Go off and have an amazing life, and of course come back in 2 weeks on Station 1 on BBS Radio and listen to our next episode of the Peace Brain Show. And we invite you also to activate your peace brain and then check out the World Peace Trails map, where we're creating places of peace around the world and putting them on this map, the World Peace Trails map. And so we're encouraging you to hashtag opt for peace and create your own places of peace and get on our World Peace Trails map. So many blessings. Namaste. Have a great time. Until next we talk. Bye-bye. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.